displeased. Written by Adozi and Orchids 901 and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom original work. The great Yukio's Tosh, Shadow of the Outer Depths, was displeased. Ordinarily, when Yukio's Tosh was displeased, whole realms crumbled to dust, and the very stars quaked. He was older than many of the stars, after all, and they had come into being knowing the terror of his shadow. He tried again to speak words of undoing, words that would shatter the mind of any living being that dared to hear them, words that would unmake the world and then remake it in a form which pleased him. He had spoken these words many times through the long ages of existence. Now, instead of words of undoing, a different sound emerged. Instead of a rumble that shook the foundations of existence, only his body rumbled, and not very loudly. He did not understand this, and tried again. "Aw, Kitty's purring." The man who had dared to touch him, and who Yukio's Tosh had tried to unmake, touched him again, running a slow, gentle stroke from the top of his head to the base of his tail. Yukio's Tosh was displeased to find that the touch made him wish to rumble again. "I guess you like being petted, huh? Do you have a home, Kitty?" Yukio's Tosh lived in the spaces between, his formless mass unbound by concepts like home. Or at least, that had been the case before his fanatical followers performed a ritual of worship that had clearly gone very, very wrong. He attempted to explain this to the human. Another strange sound came out. "Meow," the man echoed back cheerfully. The man had dark hair, too, the same shadowy color as the fur that now covered Yukio's Tosh's form, and a smile as bright as the stars. "I think you should come home with me, Kitty." Gently, the human picked him up and proceeded down the alley where Yukio's Tosh had been hiding after escaping his fanatical followers. This man seemed much calmer than they had been, and friendly. Soon, the human, who by now had introduced himself as Roberto, had delivered Yukio's Tosh to a warm, soft bed inside an equally warm room. There seemed to be more rooms in this dwelling, and many spaces between items of furniture that might be ideal places in which to lurk. "I think you'll be happy here," Roberto said, stroking his fur again in a way that was irritatingly pleasant. "And I could use the company. I've been alone for quite a while." Roberto sighed, and a strange impulse tugged at Yukio's Tosh. As he was uncertain how to reverse the effects of the ritual, he yielded to the urge and climbed into Roberto's lap. Delicately, he dug his sharp claws into the man's leg. This resulted in more petting. Still somewhat displeased, Yukio's Tosh settled down on the warm lap. This would do until he discovered some escape from this prison. When he unmade the world in retaliation for the ritual, perhaps he would spare Roberto as a reward for providing temporary shelter. After a month, Yukio's Tosh had grown accustomed to his form and to the fact that his human had decided his name was Shadow. A name was of small matter. Yukio's Tosh had already gained dominion over the household, after all. It was a simple matter to control his new vassal, and to reap the many benefits. If he wished to be fed the most exquisite meals early in the morning, he need only perch on Roberto's chest and meow repeatedly in his face. Such demands were equally effective at other times of the day, particularly in combination with weaving between the man's legs to ensnare him. And if the food displeased him, he need only push the bowl off the counter with one paw. Roberto would bring him a new offering. Similar methods could gain anything else he wished. Whether he wanted the curtains drawn so that he might steal the energy of the sun, or if he wished to absorb the heat of Roberto's lap, he could obtain all his desires easily. He had feasted well today, and then delighted in tormenting and terrifying the neighboring dog through the window glass. The dog could not reach him, and had been driven to the brink of madness with frustration. It had been as satisfying as cowing the stars themselves. Yukio's Tosh now craved warmth, and ordered Roberto to sit down with a series of chirping meows. Soon, Roberto was sitting obediently while Yukio's Tosh perched in the soft lap and surveyed his domain, over which he held supreme control. He no longer wished to reverse the ritual, or to return to the spaces between. To be a cat was a good thing, and the great Yukio's Tosh, Shadow of the Outer Depths, was pleased. The end.